Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One and Done. We are enjoying a beer this evening called Space Ghost. And this is Eric.
This is Adam.
Jason.
And Wayne.
And I need a napkin already.
Oh, man. You are dribbling.
I just threw them on the floor.
Not on the floor. I'm
kidding.
I threw it on the ground.
Nice. All right, we have a little left here. Do we have anybody that needs a little?
There's a little left.
How many ounces are these glasses that we're using, by the way?
12 tons.
No.
Cubic?
Cubic tons, yes.
It's a lot of beer.
What is it, like 5?
So this is 22 ounces that we just split four ways. So, you know, someone else do the math because I don't want to.
Five and a half?
So they're probably 6 ounces. Glasses.
Oh, perfect.
6, 7 ounce glasses.
Well, that's perfect. They're perfect bomber splitters.
That's right.
For four people. If we had a fifth member, holy cow.
You still have to give Adam his.
Yes. Here you go, Adam.
Oh, thanks.
There's only one. Are you supposed to drink, Adams?
This is darker than I thought it was going to be.
It's very dark.
I didn't know it was an Imperial Stout. I thought it was just some sort of concoction that had chili peppers in it.
Adam, I got to get you.
You didn't hear the whole Imperial Stout brewed with chili peppers?
I got other things going on here, like...
like porn on the screen?
What? No.
You seem to have been very distracted this evening.
An audio engineer distracted? No.
Damn you, not safe for work, Reddit.
Did you say not safe for work or Nazi for work?
Nazi or like I can't see?
Yes.
Okay, it smells really good.
I have chocolatey smell in there.
Yeah.
With a little bit of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Definitely coffee.
I'm going to take my first sip and see how it goes.
All right, here we go.
All together? Shouldn't one of us have a mouth free?
Never mind.
There's a little bit of spice to that.
There's a little spice to it, but it's not...
It's not overwhelming.
This could be like a decent holiday stout.
Oh, that's a yeah.
It tastes a little more porterish than I thought it was going to.
There's a burn on the back of the throat afterwards. Like
yep. A little bit, yep.
Way
yep.
late, but because I now have a different benchmark, I'm going to put the spicy rating as not at the top, even though it's got obviously spice in there.
Oh, are you talking about our experience?
Yeah, my experience. I'll fill in the experience.
You're going to have to hear about this, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone should hear about this story.
Did this happen today?
No.
The story did, but no. The not actual experience of the story. The telling of the story happened earlier, not the actual story itself.
So, this actually, I do like this a lot better than what I tried before. So, Jason, I have bought this three bottles that a beer that Stone Brewing puts out. Called Southern Charm, Crime, and Punishment. They're three different beers. Okay. They're based on their Bastard Ale, but they're variants of Lucky Bastard and Double Bastard aged on oak.
Yep.
Southern Charm is just sort of straight up aged on oak. Crime is Lucky Bastard aged on oak with peppers. Punishment is their Double Bastard aged on oak with peppers.
Not just any pepper,
but like the hottest pepper in the world, the on like 2 million on the Scoville scale pepper, hotter than the ghost pepper.
Yep,
by a million Scovilles.
Yeah, it's in the scorpion family, and there's a local grower in San Diego that grows these, so that's probably where Stone got them from.
Yep,
and I bought those three bottles, and they're in my cellar. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was out in San Diego for the holidays. I came across Punishment in the store, and I was like, oh, I'll just buy this now, and I'll try it here while I'm here, and then I don't have to crack the bottle. I've got it back home. I can let it sit, blah, blah, blah. Yep. So I did. Well, long story short, we got sick, and I didn't get to try it right away. Toward the end of the trip, I finally was able to, after being ill, I was finally at the point where I could, you know, drink beer. So I decided I'll crack that beer. I cracked it, and I knew what was in it, and so I was – partially prepared for it, but I gave my father a taste.
He prepared for it by giving having it to his father be the taste tester.
And I should have had
Dad's gonna die.
And I should have had the reaction video recording going for him, because he basically took the taste and was like, okay. Goes over to the sink, runs water, splashes it in his mouth, gets a glass, drinking water, standing at the sink. I'm fine. And actually, Alyssa recorded my tasting of it. And mm-hmm. You see my dad in the background still standing by the sink. You know? The flavor of the pepper so overpowers the beer. I basically poured it into like a small brandy snifter style glass, yep. But with small, you know, like a whiskey glass.
Yep.
And it was maybe a 2.5-inch pour in there. I drank maybe an inch of it and then dumped it. And then I let the bottle sit out for a while, like a day. And went back to it. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try it again. Maybe it's...
Kept doing that sidelong glance. Going, yeah.
So I smelled it and went, yeah, never mind, and dumped the entire bottle.
Wow.
I'd say by volume of consumption, that was my most expensive beer.
Yeah.
Take that money, watch
it burn. But the key thing is it was spicy, right? But the problem is that the flavor of the spice
was just totally not
overwhelmed the rest of the beer. So it wasn't any subtle interplay of anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just spice. And
well, and I've never had that pepper by itself. They should have
called it like scorpion beer.
Ass of scorpion
the
beer.
The bastard was killed. There was no hint of it.
No. And I don't know the actual straight up flavor of that pepper. So I don't know how much there was an interplay or not with the beer, like how much the beer changed it. But it definitely completely changed the flavor of the beer to the point of not liking it. So,
and you like spicy stuff.
Oh, I like spicy stuff. And I like the flavors that good peppers come with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm almost at the point, I'm almost in that camp of, I think the scorpion stuff is just for burn your face off.
Yeah, I don't know who eats that or why you would use that for anything. Because, I mean, that's the kind of... When you're preparing a pepper and you have to use gloves, that's, to me, that shouldn't be consumed by anyone. Except maybe terrible people. I don't know. I mean, forced to eat it.
New CIA torture device.
Yeah, right. We're not torturing them. We're feeding them.
We're feeding them.
Psst. Guess what?
Most people in the rest of the world can handle a lot spicier food than people in the U.S. can. So probably not the best plan.
Yeah. They're like, ooh.
Next.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to take out this special hot and spicy mustard.
For dipping purposes.
Waterboarded with mustard. Not my ideal of fun.
Waterboarded.
Pepperboarding.
Yeah.
But back to the beer we're drinking. So what do you guys think now? We've had a couple sips and... I mean, this is a strong beer, but it doesn't taste super strong to me.
Yeah, I would agree.
The alcohol is not overbearing.
Yeah, this is 12%. It's a stout.
No, it definitely has a good warming spice to it, but it's not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that spice just sort of lingers on the tongue for a while on the back of the throat.
Yeah. And it builds a little bit, but then it just stays at a flat point.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you think ketchup is spicy, don't drink this.
No.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, I guess I really enjoy spicy food. So do you, Eric. I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't consider this spicy by any mention of the word. But I mean, yeah, it's spicier than pepper on your.
Well, and it's spicier. Yeah, it's spicier than pepper, and it's spicier than normal beers, obviously. But spicy in a pepper sense.
For all the old spicy beers out there.
Not like a nutmeg
like
sense.
Hams.
Not like your Christmas Yule log ale.
Right, not a Christmas spice.
Gingerbread man.
Hey, you know, I almost bought that for this too. Porter. There was I don't remember who it was by, but it was a holiday ale 2013 that had two gingerbread man.
Oh, that's
on the front. I don't know who it was by.
That's from Indeed.
Yes, Indeed, which is a local Twin Cities brewery.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that. I tried it, and I just wasn't a huge fan of it.
Yeah, I've never had it, so.
However, the one that I do like is actually Town Hall Brewery's Elves Elixir. It's a porter. It's really good. It's like, it's almost as dark as this Space Ghost, but it's got nice... I mean, I would almost make it say it's a stout, but it's a porter, and it's just really smooth. It's got a lot of body to it, a lot of flavors going on. No spice like this, but it's just really good, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, and it's not particularly. I mean, it's priced lower than a typical craft brewery bomber. Typical. I mean, that meaning probably around the $10 area. This is $7.
Right.
So still, I mean, I think this is a pretty reasonable buy. If you're out there and you see it, it's worth buying.
Yeah,
I would agree. To give it a shot.
Yes, sir.
Not like that. Have we had any? We haven't really had any bad ones, have we? The Beard Beer was bad.
That was
but
just
not,
surprising.
Not in a flavor, or not in the quality, but just in the psychological aspect. Yes,
because I thought that. I mean, before Eric started reading the bottle, I was like, "Oh, this isn't bad." And then it's like, "Okay, I don't know if I want it anymore."
And suddenly, it was an Alfred Hitchcock episode.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
it's like if you brush your teeth, and then someone tells you that, "Oh no, don't do that." You know, that was the toothbrush I used to, you know, clean the part of me or something. And you're like,
"Oh God, why?"
The part of me.
Okay, wait a minute. Who uses a toothbrush to clean any part of themselves?
I don't know, Weevil.
I was trying to come up with an analogy. It wasn't good. I'm going to cut that.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no.
My mind is stunned at somebody using a toothbrush on themselves.
Well,
other than a tooth.
Well, you got to get underneath the eyelid.
Oh. Well, you know, those hard-to-reach places, some people need a little extra help.
Those great big crevasses.
Like you need more than a toothbrush for that.
The smegma?
I thought that was toothpaste.
I don't think any human that has to deal with smegma probably shouldn't. He needs to go right to the doctor, I think.
Oh, well, thanks, honey, for putting the toothpaste on my toothbrush for me. No, that's smegma. Oh.
God. I think I'm done.
And that was the last time we kissed.
And that's how I became single. Or that's when the fight started, I guess.
That's when I realized I already was single.
Oh, man.
Gross.
Well.
So those of you who are still with us, we'll try to switch the topic.
Beer, and smegma. Perfect.
Hmm.
Yeah, if they come out with a smegma beer, I'm not buying it. I've decided now.
That's where I draw the line at smegma beer.
Yeast cultivated from the brewer's smegma.
I think it would have to be from the brewer's horse. I don't think the.
Yeah. I want to know how the brewer got the yeast into this.
No, you don't. No.
I don't want to know.
Jason's over here just shaking his head.
No. Oh, no.
Gouging my eyes out.
No, that's what these toothbrushes for, is to scrape this crap out of your ears once you've heard it.
What are those tea kettle things called you clean your ears out with? You have to get one.
Neti
of those.
Pots.
What are they?
The neti pots?
Oh, neti pots. Neti pots.
That's for your nose. Though.
Oh, I said ears. Isn't there something that you can use for your ear, too?
It's called a Q-tip.
No, you jerks. No. It says right on
there. I suppose you can get them shaped like a little teapot.
What? Do not insert into ear canal.
You're correct. You're right. It's not a Q-tip. It's called the cotton swab.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no brand names here. Oh, God.
So glad.
Hey, that's a brand name too. Don't use that.
Great.
Until they sponsor
great.
Us.
There's a brand called Great Value. Damn it.
Great. We're going to get sued by Clorox and Q-tips.
I believe Clorox isn't the name of the company.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clorox makes Glad.
Is it actually Clorox, though? Is it like Procter & Gamble or
something? No, I worked with Clorox, and they manufacture Glad products. Clorox. Clorox makes a lot of things. People go, what?
So they're actually their own company, not a subsidiary of a larger
Correct. Clorox is their own company, yes. Nice. Just like so. If you use Kingsford Charcoal or Hidden Valley Ranch, you're eating a Clorox product.
Well, wait a minute.
Man, I Hidden Valley Ranch
salad dressing is made by a bleach manufacturer.
That's correct. Along with KC Masterpiece.
Okay, so on the negative side, not a good combination.
Squeaky, on the positive side,
really clean facilities, right?
Yes, there you go.
Mm.
Yeah, so what else has been going on? So
it's been really cold.
Yeah, we didn't break any records by 1 degree, but...
Isn't the polar vortex thing, that's what happened in the day after, or whatever that is, the movie about
the day after tomorrow?
Yeah, was it the one?
Couldn't quite get the tomorrow part out. Well, it was
like, there were multiple polar vortexes.
Right, that converged and created the superstorm.
Yeah.
I never saw that movie.
I have not either.
It was really not worth it.
Was that a Michael Bay film?
No, it was a Dennis Quaid film, isn't it?
Really? Like he made
not
movies?
Not Dennis. Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, who directed it? I'm curious.
I'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, our internet guru here is going to find out for
I'm
us.
I'm going to go with after... Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. Well.
No, because that would have been a 5-part movie.
Oh, my God.
The day after tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after.
Yeah, Roland.
Emmerich,
yes. Where it was the director and writer.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought I recognized it.
Fair enough.
Do that. I'm fine. Edit that out.
Nope.
Nope. Too bad.
Nope.
Yeah, this was when Jake Gyllenhaal was a younger guy.
Oh, and he's a kid still.
He played a college student.
Yep.
So he was only like 30 at that point?
Exactly.
Yeah, a couple college students are of that unique age where, you know, you can play a college student as a college student, but if you play a high schooler on like a TV show, you're like 25. I don't know how that works.
Hmm.
Kind of like, you know, Marty McFly, you know, he wasn't
nice.
Well, think about it. I mean, well, then Michael J. Fox has played, you know, a teenager in pretty much every movie.
Well, it's like Ralph Macchio, who played in My Cousin Vinny, a college student, and he was like 40.
Well, you can be a college student at 40.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Unless he was supposed to be a new college student.
Like a new one.
I'm not.
Well, I could go to college now and I'd be a new college student.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, Wayne did.
Except everyone looked at me like I was an old college student. Like, what are you still doing here?
I failed this class.
I failed this class 23 years in a row.
I like to party.
This time for the win.
You could really scare some people with that. This class is really hard, everyone, on the first day.
Okay, so technically Ralph Macchio was 31. When he
not 40?
When
he looked like he was 40.
Because when he came out.
Well, that's a unique take on it there. How we doing?
At this point, I'm
pretty much done with mine now. How are you guys doing?
We're all done. Yep. Jason just wrapped up his.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been One and Done. We hope you've enjoyed our conversation, or at least, you know, this virtual beer.
BB.
So buy it and try it for yourself. You'll enjoy it.
Yes, I would recommend getting this if you like stouts and if you like spice, do it because this is a well balanced one.
Yep, quite. So, I liked it.
Thank you for listening. This has been Eric.
This is Adam.
Jason.
And Wayne.
See you next time.